For many centuries, Yeshua, known to much of the world as Jesus, has been seen as the central figure of Christianity. Yet few recognize how deeply and beautifully Jewish he truly was. Every step of his life, every word he spoke, and every act of compassion he performed flowed out of his identity as a son of Israel, a Jew who lived and breathed Torah, who prayed in Hebrew, and who loved his people. Understanding the Jewishness of Yeshua is about returning to the authentic roots of the Messiah, seeing him through Hebrew eyes as he really was and is. This truth stands at the heart of Israel Media Ministries' mission, to help the Jewish people rediscover Yeshua, not as a foreign figure, but as one of their own, Israel's promised Messiah and eternal King. A Jewish life from birth to resurrection. Just as the Jewish prophet Micah prophesied, Micah 5:1, Yeshua was born in Beit Lechem, Bethlehem, the city of King David, fulfilling Israel's ancient hope for a Messiah from David's line, 2 Samuel 7:12-16. His parents, Miriam and Yosef, raised him in a home devoted to the God of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. He was circumcised on the eighth day, just as the Torah commands, Luke 2:21. He grew up observing the Moedim, God's appointed times, also known as appointed festivals, Pesach, Passover, Shavuot, Pentecost, and Sukkot, Tabernacles, not as distant rituals, but as living expressions of Israel's covenant with Adonai. When he taught, Yeshua spoke like a rabbi among his people. He drew wisdom from the Torah and the prophets, not as an outsider or reformer, but as one who came to fulfill and bring to life what God had spoken. He said, "Do not think that I came to abolish the Torah or the prophets. I came not to abolish, but to fulfill." Matthew 5:17. In Hebrew thought, to fulfill means to bring to fullness, to live out the true purpose of Torah. Yeshua embodied its heart, showing mercy, justice, and love of God and neighbor. Deuteronomy 6:5, Leviticus 19:18. His compassion for the poor, his healing of the sick, and his defense of the broken reflected chest, loving kindness, the very essence of Israel's faith. The meaning of King of the Jews. When Yeshua was brought before the Roman governor, Pilate asked, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Yeshua answered, "You say that I am." Mark 15:2. Above the execution stake was written, "Yeshua HaNotzrati, Melech HaYehudim, Yeshua of Nazareth, King of the Jews." John 19:19. Though intended as mockery, those words declared a divine truth. The title Melech HaYehudim came directly from Israel's prophetic hope. Adonai had promised King David, "Your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before you. Your throne shall be established forever." 2 Samuel 7:16. Yeshua's kingship was not about political rule or rebellion against Rome. His crown was one of thorns, yet his authority came from heaven. He revealed a kingdom not of this world, John 18:36, a reign that begins in the human heart, where righteousness and peace dwell. The Messiah who belongs to Israel. For many Jewish people today, Yeshua is seen as belonging to another religion. Yet before his message ever reached the nations, it was spoken in Hebrew streets and Galilean synagogues. His first followers were all Jewish, fishermen, rabbis, and families who believed he fulfilled the promises of the prophets. Yeshua himself said, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Matthew 15:24. His mission began with his own people. Through his life, death, and resurrection, he brought redemption first to Israel, so that Israel, in turn, could bring light to the nations. As the prophet Isaiah wrote, "I will also make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth." Isaiah 49:6. This does not diminish the faith of Christians. Rather, it connects all believers back to the same root, the covenant between God and his people, Israel. Yeshua's message went forth from Jerusalem, just as the prophets said it would, fulfilling the call that out of Zion shall go forth the Torah and the word of Adonai from Jerusalem. Isaiah 2:3. Israel Media Ministries, restoring the Hebrew voice of the gospel. Today, Israel Media Ministries plays a vital role in restoring Yeshua's authentic Jewish identity to the hearts of the people of Israel. For too long, His story has been told through foreign symbols and languages that feel distant from Jewish life. Many have never heard about Yeshua as an Israeli man who lived, taught, and sacrificed himself within the framework of Torah and God's covenant and promises to Israel. Through creative media, teaching, and digital outreach, Israel Media Ministries presents Yeshua in his rightful light as the Son of David, the fulfillment of the prophets, and the embodiment of Israel's hope. Our mission is not about religion, it is about relationship. It is about helping the Jewish people see that Yeshua is not another God, but our own promised Mashiach, the one who bridges heaven and earth, mercy and truth. As the prophet Isaiah said, "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem." Isaiah 41:2. Israel Media Ministries carries that same message of comfort, proclaiming Yeshua's love for his people and his desire for Israel's restoration. A call to remember and return. To rediscover the Jewishness of Yeshua is not to reject Christianity. It is to embrace the shared foundation on which both Jews and Gentiles stand. It reminds us that faith in Yeshua is rooted in Israel's story, God's covenant, his faithfulness, and his redemptive plan for the world. When we see Yeshua as he truly is, a Jewish teacher, healer, and king, our understanding of faith deepens. He becomes not a distant figure, but one of our own flesh and blood, the Son of David, the hope of Zion. Yeshua's message still calls to Israel today, to return to find peace and to be restored in the love of the God who never breaks his covenant. He remains Melech HaYehudim, the King of the Jews, and he reigns not through domination, but through compassion, truth, and everlasting peace. Conclusion. Yeshua's story is Israel's story. To explore his Jewishness is to rediscover the beauty of our faith, the purpose of our calling, and the heart of God's plan for redemption. Through the ongoing work of Israel Media Ministries, this truth is being shared with renewed clarity and authenticity, helping Israel and the nations recognize Yeshua not as a stranger, but as the true King of Israel and the light to the world. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of Adonai as the waters cover the sea. Habakkuk 2:14. May that day come soon, when Israel embraces her king and all creation knows his peace.